Welcome to Food and Life Freedom, the podcast that helps you heal your relationship with food and body. Today we have a bonus episode to explore a listener question. How do I know if I need another diet plan or if I should try intuitive eating? We will look at the differences and then explore six signs that intuitive eating may be your path to finding food freedom. And if you have a question, feel free to get in touch and send me your question. I'm Emma Townsend, a UK registered dietitian and a certified intuitive eating counsellor. I support clients to stop stressing over food rolls and to naturally eat in a way that supports their body and mind. If you want more support following this episode, you can learn how I can support you to reclaim your food freedom at foodlifefreedom.com. And as always, we are all unique, so this episode cannot offer personalized advice. Please use this as an opportunity to learn and explore, but if something does not feel right for you, then it's not meant for your unique self. And if you have any health concerns, please seek the personalized support you deserve from a registered healthcare provider. So let's dive straight into this episode to answer the question of how do I know if I need another diet plan or if I should try intuitive eating? First things first, what is the difference? So a diet plan generally gives us advice or rules on what foods to eat, how much to eat, and when to eat. If you are feeling overwhelmed around food or you're not sure what food will make your body feel good, this can sound like a fairly simple way to stop having to think about food all the time and to feel confident in your food choices. Intuitive eating, on the other hand, is not about eating a particular way, so it does not tell you what or when to eat. It is a longer-term approach, so you can learn how to eat without a diet plan and to also stop feeling guilt and stress around food. So while a diet plan uses nutrition knowledge or food trends to guide your eating, intuitive eating supports connecting back with your own body to guide your eating as your number one guide. So, which is healthier? On the outside, a diet plan may seem healthier because it's encouraging healthier foods. But most people don't follow a diet plan long term and end up still eating foods they consider quote unquote unhealthy, and often with guilt as well. So, whereas intuitive eating prioritizes more general health, the food we eat is only one small determinant of our overall health. Our relationship with food, social connection, self-worth, confidence, and happiness all play a huge role in our health and overall well-being. So while intuitive eaters may initially eat larger amounts of previously limited foods, over time, intuitive eaters learn what food feels good in their body and naturally start to eat a wider variety of foods without feeling stress or guilt. And this is really important to our health. Looking into the research, we see the majority of diets fail for achieving weight loss or long-term healthy eating. As for intuitive eating, it takes longer to learn, but it's a sustainable lifelong approach. And it's shown to improve physical health markers, mental health markers, and overall life satisfaction. So there's much more to health than just the foods we eat or don't eat. How does intuitive eating work then? So rather than telling you what to eat, intuitive eating teaches you how to eat. There are no specific foods you need to eat, no specific portion sizes, and no rules about when to eat. Instead, you learn what works best for your unique body. You learn what foods satisfy your body and your mind. Your body learns that food is regularly available to satisfy hunger, and it can then begin to send more comfortable fullness signals as well. Your mind also learns that there are no off-limits foods, so it can start to crave a larger variety of foods. And for those that are new here and new to intuitive eating, there's more specifically on what intuitive eating is in episodes 4 and episode 5. So how to tell if intuitive eating is for you? So here's six signs to look out for that mean you may not need more food rules and would likely benefit from improving your relationship with food instead. Sign number one is that you feel stressed around food. So feeling stressed around food is not actually healthy and it doesn't support long-term healthy eating. A sign that you may benefit from an intuitive eating approach is if you appear overwhelmed around food or you experience guilt and shame related to food or your body. Step number two is that you're always on a diet or about to start a diet. So if you're always searching for your next diet, it's a sign you are relying on food rules in place of your own body's appetite cues. Intuitive eating can support you to develop a connection with your body so you can trust your body signals as your number one guide and find satisfaction from food. Step number three is that you're always second guessing your food choices. So if you struggle to make a decision about what food to choose, you have black and white thinking towards food, or you often regret your food choices, this is a sign your food decisions are external and this will never feel great in your body. Step number four is that you lose weight but gain it back. So weight cycling is not good for your health, but this is often where dieting leads us. If you are often experiencing weight cycling and likely the emotional roller coaster that goes along with that as well, it may be time to explore a weight neutral way of working towards healthy behaviors. Sign number five is that you feel out of control around food. If you experience out of control eating, such as binge eating or overeating, it's a sign you are not eating enough for your body or you are not finding satisfaction from eating. Intuitive eating can support you to properly nourish your body with satisfying foods and explore any other underlying emotional triggers. Step number six is that you turn to food for all your emotions. There's absolutely nothing wrong with eating for comfort and pleasure, but if it is your main source of comfort for difficult emotion or you feel out of control around food when you're emotional, a diet plan will likely backfire. Intuitive eating will help you connect back with your body's self-care and emotional needs. So if you relate to some or all of these signs, you might be thinking, how can I get started with intuitive eating? A core component of intuitive eating is removing the guilt and shame that so many of us experience around food and body. To do this, we can learn more about the biological reasons why we can feel in this fight with our bodies. We can unpack these cultural ideals around food and body and prioritize looking after our here and now bodies. We can then open up space to connect back with our body's intuitive signals for hunger, satisfaction, and emotional needs. Only when we act on our body's own unique needs will food feel comfortable and easy long-term. Once we have developed trust with our own body, we can bring in food knowledge as a supportive tool, but never in place of our own body's intuitive signals. If you want a gentle tool to help start becoming an intuitive eater, you can download a free ebook called 5 Steps to Get Started with Intuitive Eating, and I will post the link to get this book in the description. So to summarize, intuitive eating empowers you to build trust and acceptance with your body, which naturally guides you to eat in a way that is best for your own unique body. If you are feeling stressed around food, you experience out of control eating, such as emotional eating, or you find yourself jumping from diet to diet, intuitive eating may be a supportive option to develop not only healthy eating behaviors, but also a healthy and supportive mindset around food. If you have gotten something from this episode, hit follow to see the upcoming season 2 and interact with me on Instagram at food.life.freedom to help more people eat without guilt and feel at peace in their body. I'm really grateful if you leave a 5-star review and share the episode with your community. For show notes and references, you can head to foodlifefreedom.com/podcast. And to grab the Getting Started with Intuitive Eating ebook, click the link in the description or head to foodlifefreedom.com. I look forward to being back here soon.